All right, here we go. So the S&P 500 makes another attempt to the 5,000 level and is only points away. So will it reach it today? And then also some more news from the earnings front that we need to talk about. Am I still muted? No, probably not. Yeah, I am. In case you're wondering what these things are, these are our mics, and now you hear me even better. Okay, sorry about this. This way we make sure that everything is okay. Hey. Anyhow, live from Cancun, and today is Wednesday, February 7th. Welcome
it is.
To Coffee with Marcus and Marcus, and Marcus and Mark. Why don't I just go back to bed and let you do it? In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And one of the reasons why probably it's not as smooth as it usually is because we are in paradise. We are having a blast here with our mastermind members. So just so that you see a few pictures. Oh yeah, this was good.
Oh,
that the other night.
Right? Very tasty. Yep.
Yeah. So this is what it looks like here. Just to give you a quick impression, small group, we are having just way too much fun. And yes, we did go out tonight to this amazing restaurant with a fire show there. And we had this amazing dessert, the Wheel of Desserts. So this is why, probably, I don't know, forgot to turn this back on.
It's all right. It's all right. Some dessert, some fun, and some tasty drinks, too. It can happen to anybody.
I know, right?
Okay. But let's go ahead and get started. And you mentioned markets at the S&P 500 trying to make an attempt to 5,000, that is, and new record highs, and 49.84 right now.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this earlier, we were as high as 4,995 up there and then pulling back. And earlier with our mastermind, we talked about our opinion. Yes, today we might reach the 5,000. As soon as we do, we'll see exactly this, that we're pulling back. I'm surprised that the S&P 500 a few minutes ago did not make the remaining 5 points just to hit this level to say today is the day where we hit it and then pulling back, because I don't think that we will close above 5,000 today.
Day's not over yet, but I think we're on the same page there. You wanted to bet a cookie. I had second thoughts because I've lost 2 cookies in a row now. Bruce, one of our mastermind members, he even said, hey, I think it's going to be the groundhog effect, a little pop up and then going right back down, and we'll see.
It could be, because also looking at the economic calendar, it's not that we have a lot on the economic calendar this week. We have talked about it, right? We have some Fed members speaking, and yesterday we had Loretta Mester speaking, and she basically said, yeah, what Powell said. And I think before that we had Kashkari speaking, and he also said, yeah, what Powell said.
Yeah.
They basically say the strong economy right now allows them to take their time with interest rate cuts.
Exactly. We know that Neil Kashkari, he said, expect 2 to 3 cuts. And so that's what the Fed's been saying. And traders still think, well, maybe there's a little more, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the probabilities of a rate cut in March are creeping up again. This is where, Powell said it last week in the statement, in the press conference. He reiterated it in the interview with 60 Minutes. All the Fed members are saying it. Yet yesterday, the probabilities were at 14-point-something%. Today, already up at 23.5%.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Should I bet anybody's stake that they're not going to cut in March? Probably. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So looking at interest rates today, interest rates are pulling back a little bit more. So over the last 2 days, pulling back after really having this impressive run up from 3.9 to where? Above, let's go actually to the 10-year yield, 3.8 to 4.2. Finding some resistance there, moving a little bit lower right now, but still in this range right now, trapped.
Yeah, interesting couple of days. The pullback here to me makes sense. I think we could drift back down. Maybe the 4% level is something to watch. But yeah, you see that support around 3.8. And for investors, getting back down there or lower would be good for stocks.
Yeah. All right. Other than this, we have earnings season still rolling around this week. It's a super busy week for earnings season. And we did have a few reporting earnings today and also yesterday after the bell. And I do believe, that's not where I wanted to go, that the first one we need to talk about is Snap. Snapchat getting hammered today, down 34%, almost 35%.
Oh, snap. They missed on, I think it was revenue that they missed and a weak guidance too. So investors not liking what they had to hear there.
Yeah, I mean, I think this move is a little bit exaggerated, but I mean, right now, they are still falling. If we look at a 5-minute chart, I mean, there's no bottom in sight just yet.
Yeah, that is an ugly chart and nothing positive there right now.
No. On the other hand, Enphase Energy, that is a chart that looks a little bit better. I mean, sure. They open up higher this morning. They're up right now 18% after reporting earnings. The earnings report came in a little bit worse than expected, but we talked about it. It's all about guidance, guidance, guidance. The CEO of Enphase Energy said that he believes the first quarter will be the bottom and the recovery starts in the second quarter.
Yeah, and this, it looks chart-wise that traders are liking that announcement. And even though negative earnings, negative guidance are worse than expected, but look at that chart. There's some stability there after the open. And I mean, that's what we've been hoping for. Hoping that that happened at the end of the year in the last quarter, but in the first quarter, finding a bottom and everything smooth sailing after that for solar would help out our CSIQ position.
Absolutely. Now, another one reporting earnings is Ford, moving here as well this morning, pulling back a little bit earlier, up as much as 6%, still up 2.4% after better than expected earnings. And also, I believe that the guidance was pretty good.
Exactly. This is where guidance has been the focus for a lot of these moves, and they had better than expected guidance. Traders liking that. Still higher for the day, up 2.5%, but definitely a pullback from today's highs.
Yeah. Well, on this, we have crude oil moving higher again. If we switch to a daily chart here, I mean, crude oil has been stuck in this range, still there right now in this range between 68 and 76, I want to say. I mean, we had this outlier up there, up to almost 80, but this year is the main range, 68 or even 70. And crude oil right dead smack in the middle of this range here. Nothing else to say.
I have nothing to say.
All right, let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening here. So going to our positions, interesting here today, first of all, CSIQ should get a little bit more sympathy from this massive Enphase move, but this is where probably traders are saying, okay, you're getting some sympathy, so they're up 2%, and saying, okay, we want to hear what you have to say when you report earnings in March, right?
Exactly.
Does the same apply to you? Is this an industry trend that we are seeing? Is this the Enphase specific? Does this apply to CSIQ? But hey, if the same would happen here to CSIQ, that we move up 18%, I mean, that's right here.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Right? That's not bad at all.
And if that ends up being the trend, because we've seen in previous earnings cycles, definitely sympathy moves from other solar pen or solar companies reporting earnings before and earlier than CSIQ. So if that's the trend, it could definitely help this position.
Yeah. Let's see, CZR, yesterday almost got my 80% exit.
So close.
I was the ask with 5 cents, and the bid with 5 cents was trading 5x6, never got filled. So now I adjusted my profit target to 90% of max profits. Pulling back a little bit today, but again, I sold the 40-50, very happy with this one, so nothing for me to do. Let's see if CSR pulls a little bit higher tomorrow, that I would close the position. Otherwise, I'll just wait and see what happens.
It's working out nicely.
All right. So GDXJ for you, GDXJ, the next one. It almost looked like, okay, was dipping below 33 and then bouncing back. Right now, a little bit all over the place, slightly down today, 0.9%, but still above 33. Are you planning to change anything here, do anything, roll?
No, at this point, I'm just waiting to see what things look like before the expiration on Friday. I have the 33 that I've sold. It's up. I think it was as high as maybe 60%, but not at 80% max profit one day, not near 90% now. There's still some premium there. And we see even it's still on the scanner with our PowerX wheel scanner. We see that 17 cents is potentially available. And I think I got double that.
Yeah, I think you got 35 cents.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah, but what if you get assigned? So what if this drops below 33 and you get assigned?
I do this awful thing known as selling calls.
Oh.
Yeah, if I get assigned, I'm looking to sell calls and bring down my break even and even maybe potentially getting a little bit of that stock increase if we push up towards 34, 35. We'll have to see where we're at on Monday.
Yeah. All right, MRO, this is a trade that I took. I took the 22.5. Right now we're trading 2 cents below. So I am assigned at 22.5. So right now for the stock, I'm pretty much break even more or less. I was able to sell calls on Monday. We're staying below 22.50. The calls will just expire worthless. If we're moving above, I will get called away and probably sell some more puts, not on MRO because earnings are coming up in 14 days. But I think next week is earnings for Oxy, right? So this might be another trade that comes up then.
Sure. I mean, this is picture perfect, Marcus. It's why we like the wheel because of all of that premium you could get on the option side, calls and puts here. And the stock's not going anywhere. So if you just bought shares at 22.50 and did nothing, you'd be sitting there for 2 weeks not making money. Instead, you made money.
Yeah. All right, NEE, NextEra Energy. So today, let's see, there's the live quote. Slightly down. I'm a little bit surprised. I thought with interest rates pulling back, it would be a little bit higher, but slightly down. Nothing else for us to do here.
Exactly. Hoped for a bigger move and bigger reaction, but not a lot going on, so we're just sitting there.
And then we have UPS after a phenomenal day yesterday where UPS, let's just see if I find how much it was up yesterday, 4.92%, almost 5%. Yep. Today, a little bit of follow through. That's what we want to see. We want to see this V-shaped formation here. So UPS, just keep plugging along and then my break even is at 139. Right now we are trading at 146. So I'm above my break even. Would love to go back to my cost base to sell some more calls and keep having fun with this.
Loving this V-shaped recovery, looking for a push higher to fill that gap. And you're in a great position to potentially sell calls rather soon with this type of move. I still have to wait, but I'm liking the way the chart looks.
Yeah. Talking about other trades, WTF, we are still, let's go to the portfolio. I thought I had it in there, but MET is the trade that we're still in. We entered this trade, I think it was last week, right? At 65.60.
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now trading at 65.96, nicely up. We're already getting the dividend of 50 cents or something like this. So this is working out great.
Yeah, working out just as we would expect with a WTF trade and getting the dividend bonus is a cherry on top.
Yeah. So let's see. I saw this news. Did you see this? So the credit card delinquencies surged in 2023. They surged by 50%. So wow. I mean, this is where, you see, Paul has been saying all along, okay, there will be some pain. And he recently said, I'm surprised that there hasn't been more pain because the labor market remains strong, right? I mean, but now we see, okay, Snap is laying off. I think Starbucks announced some laying offs, UPS definitely. So there's a few more announcing layoffs. And we now see that, okay, credit card delinquencies surged in 2023. So it seems what Paul always said, that there will be a lag, that we start feeling the lag of these higher interest rates.
It seems like that. And we're still getting some data saying that the economy still strong, you know, strong GDP. We have a strong jobs report, but this is helping the Fed's inflation fight for sure.
Yeah. All right. Heading over to the S&P 500 one more time. And we see that another attempt to go to the 5,000 level. I mean,
you're into this and you want to grab some popcorn and watch this, I do believe that today it will be like, is it cracking 5,000? No, not yet. Is it doing it? No, not yet. We will definitely be checking in because we'll hang out with our mastermind members here, talk about some cool new concepts, the next PowerX releases that we have coming up, and some other cool stuff.
Sure. And if anybody enjoys adult beverages, a fun game would be to watch CNBC and have a drink every time they mention 5,000.
For sure. I believe that is a great idea. Well, on this note, okay, we should go back into our studio at some point. Anyhow, hey, I hope that you're enjoying the show. If you did, do us a favor, give us a like, and I got nothing else. If you want to share this video, feel free to do this, and otherwise, we will be back tomorrow. Last day where we do the show, because we won't do one on Friday. We're traveling back on Friday, right?
Yeah.
But we'll definitely be back tomorrow. So tune in, give us a like, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.